This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver's snowless streak is approaching the all-time record. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
The city's worrying snowless streak will hit 232 days on Friday and tie the Denver record set all the way back in 1887. But it's coming right down to the wire. There's snow in the forecast for tonight, which means Mother Nature is keeping us on the edge of our seats. But if we wake up Friday morning and aren't greeted by a winter wonderland, Denver will have officially gone the most days without snow in recorded history. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
A rafting company based in Buena Vista is suing the Biden administration over a new minimum wage for federal contractors set to go into effect next year. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The mandate says all federal contractors must pay workers $15 an hour plus overtime, starting at the end of January. Arkansas Valley Adventures says they are not a federal contractor, but officials say the minimum wage also applies to businesses with a special land use permit to operate on federal lands, like, say, national forests with rivers flowing through them. AVA says their seasonal employees provide multi-day river rafting trips where they're basically working the whole time. They say an hourly wage with overtime is not practical for that. And the lawsuit says only Congress can change national minimum wage laws. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. And since you're already hanging out with us, why not stick around to hear a story about how the FBI is trying to recruit new agents through historically black colleges and universities? That story's coming up in about 10 minutes on Here and Now. The high along the Front Range today is in the mid-50s.